Yeah, for today, again, we're on Siman Resh Kof Gimel. So we'll be on the top page 278, Dalet. So again, we're discussing making Brachos Shachiyanu. Specifically, what we've gotten into is Shachiyanu. Yesterday we got into Shachiyanu on new articles. Buy something, we'll see more about this a little later, something that gives them Simcha. So then they make a Brachos Shachiyanu. Again, that's if you never had this thing, even though it's not a new thing, you buy it used, but whatever, you make a shachyam. So Machabir says in Dalet, B'shas ha-kinyan yeshlo levarach. When you buy the object, you should make the bracha. Afa pishlo nishtamish bahem. Even though you didn't use the article yet. You just bought it. Why? Sheino bracha ela al yadei simchas alev shu sameach b'kinyan so uvelu. Son, you're happy. You bought such a thing. You got it. So even though you haven't used it, just the acquisition makes a person happy. So now again, the issue is how about clothes? Because one of the things we talk about is an article of clothes. Again, what type of clothes we'll talk about later. But the Machabe says she'll be sham when you do wear it for the first time. So you bought the suit. So when you buy the suit, you make a shachiyanu. So how about when I wear it? So kishyal bisham, when you wear it for the first time, evarach ma bisharumim. So then you make the bracha ma bisharumim on the first time you wore it. So you make a shachiyanu on the acquisition, and you make a ma bisharumim when you wear it. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you wear the article of clothing for the first time in the morning, so then you could just use the Malbish Arumim that we make in the morning during the morning brachas, and that will cover the new article of clothing. You don't have to make a special Malbish Arumim. Now, so obviously, the question is good. So let's say I buy a new suit. The new suit brings me Simcha, so you make a bracha Shachiyanu, and the first time you wear it, you make a Malbish Arumim. But you know, you buy the suit, so when you buy it, it has to be tailored. Like the cost has to be done or whatever, right? So I can't wear it now, even though I bought it. And so so you'll say, yeah, well, let's say normally you could wear, let's say a woman's skirt, she could wear it when she bought it. Let's say a man's suit, you know, you got to get the cost done, you know. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you bought something that's eino roi lulavsho, that let's say you bought something that you can't wear now. Can't wear it. Now, he doesn't say why, but again, so he says, you have to give it to a craftsman to fix. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yivarach shachiyanu ad sheyalbesh habeged v'yishtamash hakli. So then you shouldn't make the shachiyanu until you use it. You can't, when you bought it, it's not usable. Again, it also applies not just by soup, but anything else. I don't know, like anything else that you acquire. And it's not usable at the time. It has to be, fixed for one way or another. So again, that would be an override to this halacha. And then you would make the bracha shachiyanu when you actually wear it.
So would one have to wait to title something then so you could use it before it says it's shachiyanu in the kitchen?
Yeah, so you couldn't use that then. So, hey. Kana kelim shemishtam shema hem hu uvnei veso. This is a similar idea we saw before. Let's say you bought something, and again, not a suit necessarily, but you bought something, and you'll use it, and also your family will use it. Mevracha tova meitiv. So we saw this before, right? Something extension of what we said before. It's not shachiyanu, it's hatova meitiv. Hashem, you did good for me, and for other people, because the family will get to use this also. Buy a car, and everybody... It's not. You're not going to be the only one driving the car. You know, everybody in the family is going to be driving it. So then you make atova meitiv. Now look at this. Let's say somebody gave you something as a present. They gave you a gift. Mevarach atova meitiv. So then automatically the machaber says you make atova meitiv. Make atova meitiv, even though the gift is only for me. Somebody gave me a gift. Somebody gave me a car, and they said, Rabbi Simons, I only want you to drive the car. Right, so I should make a shachiyanu. So Machaber is saying, no. I make atova meitiv. Why? Shutova lo v'lanosing. Because the Machaber says, because Hashem was good to you, that you got the present, and also Hashem was good to the giver. Because the giver made me happy by giving me something. So, and the giver, by giving me a present, which I accepted, made him happy. And that was all because of Hashem. So therefore, so Mishnah Berurah says, because if the receiver is poor, so then the giver got a schus tzedaka. If the receiver is wealthy, so then we see this by Kiddush. No? So then the giver, the person who gave the present, is also happy. Wow, he accepted my gift. That's so nice. Right? So the Machaber says, if somebody gives you a gift and you accept the gift, so then you make atav amitiv, even though it's just for you. Okay, so tomorrow we'll see a little more about this. And we'll see this by gift. But let's say, what happens if somebody gives you money? What would happen then? Okay, we'll see that tomorrow for you.